An Indianapolis man is suing Mercedes-Benz, its Lafayette dealership, and the owners of that dealership.
Jeffrey Turner is a former employee and says the company fired him after he complained about the owner's repeated use of the N-word. News 8's Jenny Dreisler has been following this story. And Jenny, when did this all happen?
Well, Jeffrey Turner says that the hostile work environment that he says he experienced at the Mercedes-Benz in Lafayette really ramped up about 6 months before he was fired in October of 2017. And now he's looking to change a culture of racism he says runs deep at Mercedes-Benz.
In a news conference Wednesday, Jeffrey Turner, flanked by his lawyers, detailed allegations of racism and discrimination they say were common at Lafayette's Mercedes-Benz location.
We drew the line in the sand when the derogatory vulgarities were used, and they were used with such ease. They were effortlessly used.
Turner filed a discrimination lawsuit in federal court Tuesday. Turner says he was fired from his job at the Mercedes-Benz Lafayette dealership for insubordination in October of 2017. Turner says during his time at the Lafayette dealership, the owner, Mike Razor, repeatedly used the N-word and bragged about charging African-American customers more for cars.
Wow! Hey, yo, drama, hold up, sir. Hold on. Stop the motherfucking record. All right. I want you to Pondy replay, drama. Pondy replay. Let's give him one more chance, man. Run that shit the fuck back.
Turner says during his time at the Lafayette dealership, the owner, Mike Razor, repeatedly used the N-word and bragged about charging African-American customers more for cars.
You have to be able to treat people with respect. You have to be able to treat people with the utmost courtesy. And he's not always a courtesy person. He's very curt. He's very crass. But he gets away with it because he's a dealer principal.
The suit also claims Turner was a regular subject of verbal harassment and said Razor referred to him as, quote, his favorite N-word. He also alleges during a meeting his boss's son said if you turned the lights out, you wouldn't be able to see Turner because he was black. Turner says Mercedes-Benz retaliated against him for speaking out about the repeated use of the N-word by his employers. Turner says the discriminatory culture is a company-wide problem at Mercedes-Benz that he wants to see changed.
It's not like that just at one particular dealership. It's a very good old boy network. I have to go on with my life, which I intend to do. But at this particular point, Mercedes-Benz needs to change their culture.
Attorneys for Mike Razor dispute the allegations, but admit to using the N-word one time during a meeting. We've also reached out to Mercedes-Benz of North America for comment, but have not heard back yet. Attorneys for Turner say the statute of limitations was up today, and that's why they decided to file now. No timeline yet on when this could appear in court, but Turner is seeking damages and a jury trial. Jenny Dreisler, Wish TV News 8.